A lot has been said that is on these cards, so you'll have to excuse me. I'm not going to repeat them, so this will be short and sweet. Geoffrey was 5 years older than me, which you can tell, obviously, you know. I was the little sister. And so my memories are of him as he was from about 10 years old onwards. I don't really remember much before that. But just a briefly to say that we first moved to Farnham in, I think it was 1950. We moved to a council house in Greenhill Way, if anyone knows that, while my father had bought a plot in Monkshanger off Lynch Road, and we had a house built there. So we lived in this council house until we moved to Monkshanger, and it was at Monkshanger that Geoffrey spent all his time in farming. So he left there to go to Cambridge and never came home as such. It's already been said, he went to Lethlashing Primary School. Memories of Geoffrey when he was sort of quite young for me are he spent a lot of time in hospital. Because of his disability, he had to have some major operations, and he spent time in Rowley Bristow, which was an orthopaedic hospital in Purford. It no longer exists, certainly as an orthopaedic hospital, but he spent months at a time in hospital, and I can remember as a girl being driven there. And my parents told me that he used to play the piano. He had to lay flat, and he had his hands out through the bars of the bed to play the piano while he was there. Again, this is just things that my mother told me. But the other thing about his handicap, which is a child, you know, you just don't notice, do you? You live with somebody, and he was always like that, so you just don't see the handicap. But he used to have to wear a pink plastic brace, which encased him from under his arm to his hip, and it was moulded to his shape to keep him upright. Because of his disability, his spine was curved, and this brace held him upright. And I can remember seeing him sitting on the bed in the morning, doing up the, there were leather straps to hold it in place. It must have been so uncomfortable. But it's amazing, you know, he wore that for years and years and years. He also had a scar from one shoulder to the other hip, where he had an operation all down his spine. You could see 30-odd stitches all down his spine. And that was just one of the operations he had. It was unfortunate that it didn't sort of cure it. And he found out later in life, when he was about 50, he came across somebody who said that there were operations that would actually make him more upright. And he refused. He said, I've lived with it long enough. This is me and who I am. So he chose never to have the operation. He was a very brave man. I don't think any of us, I certainly didn't understand quite what he had to go through physically. Anyway, back to where we were. Memories of Geoffrey. Mostly when he was at the grammar school, and he had a wonderful music master who I'm sure Ian will talk about, called Alan Fluck. And I think his musical love came from two places. Firstly, from my mother and her father. My granddad was into light opera. He loved Gilbert and Sullivan and things like Samson and Delilah, and he had all the music. Mummy used to play the music. She played the piano. She had a nice voice as well. And Geoffrey used to play the music he found in the piano school. So we were ever so good at Rodgers and Hart and Hammerstein and people like Niven Novello. Geoff and I were brilliant at it. He'd play the piano, and I would lean over his shoulder and sing the words. But as well as my mother and grandfather, it was also Alan Fluck, who was the music master at the grammar school. And he was a fantastic teacher. He really inspired my brother and I'm sure lots of other young pupils. Absolutely. As well. And he actually he wrote a book called The Sour Sweet Music. And I have Geoffrey's copy of it, because he inscribed it, he's written inside, to Geoffrey Tate, the best musician. I think it's the best musician I've ever come across, or the best young musician. And I treasure that book, it's lovely. Music. He used to cycle to the library, which is in the same place as it was when I was a little girl. and he had a, we had both had sit up and beg bicycles with a basket in the front. Jeffrey would cycle down every weekend and he'd get lots of shit music, big scores into the basket, cycle home, and he'd be playing. And I'd often have to sing whatever it was that came home. You'd be amazed at my repertoire, folks. I'm jolly good at German Lieder. I can sing it. I couldn't tell you what it means, but I can sing it. Now, they were happy times. Cycle rides. As I said, he had a bicycle, I had one. We used to go on cycle rides together. And he could cycle without a problem. He couldn't play any sports, but he was pretty hot on the bicycle, I tell you. And he used to cycle to school every day. I used to raid his book cupboard. In those days, when you didn't have television 24 hours a day, you didn't come on till about 6 in the evening. So I used to amuse myself by reading. And Geoffrey's books were amazing. You know, sort of 8 and 9, I was picking Stendhal, de Maupassant, or maybe a little bit older, but not much older, because they were all Geoffrey's books. So I have a lot to be thankful to him for my education. Animals. Yes, I wrote this down. He was very good at finding either injured animals. We've had lizards. We had a very fat one that he called Winston Churchill. And when you lifted it up by its tail dropped off. Apparently lizards do that. We had a slow worm that he brought home. We found a crow with an injured wing. And we picked it up and it bit me on the nose. I'll never forget that. It bit me on the nose. We used to toast crumpets in front of the fire. We loved that. Open fire crumpets and beef dripping from the fridge. He introduced me to the Goon Show, because there's a lot of radio to listen to, and he was a great, great fan of the Goon Show, and he had a great sense of humour, I remember. When he was at school, he also took part in plays. I remember helping him learn his lines for Waiting for Godot, which was put on at the grammar school.
Yep.
So I know a lot about Estragon and Vladimir, I tell you. As already been mentioned, Armand night visitors. I remember Giancarlo Menotti coming down. I remember going to see it. Where's Julia gone?
Julia
played the mother. Geoffrey Dudley played Armand, and Geoffrey played the piano, I believe. Yes. And the other thing, of course, is at St Andrews, St Nicholas, with Peter Pears. Playing St Nicholas in the pulpit at St Andrews, and my brother was a pickled boy, so I couldn't have been much more than 9, and Benjamin Britten was there, and I remember the 3 little boys walking up the long aisle at St Andrews. Those were the days. But I'll just leave you with a memory of, I suppose, a musical memory, because nobody here will know about it. Geoffrey put on, we lived in Monkshanger, and those of you who don't know, but Monkshanger is a small cul-de-sac. And living opposite were Jack and Lily Wing. Jack was messenger man Bavistock, I believe, in Farnham. They had a daughter called Terry, and she was Geoffrey's age. And we used to play together as children. And Geoffrey thought we'd put on a musical extravaganza, invite all the neighbours, and raise money for charity. I do not remember what the charity was. All I remember is we had all the neighbours from Monkshanger sitting on chairs in our front garden, which was quite large. And the piece I had to do was they choreographed Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. So they put on the music, and I had to do this dance. And part of the dance, I had to sort of trip backwards, and I was never light on my feet, if you can tell. And as I was tripping backwards, I went flat on my back in the rose bush, covered in thorns. I will never forget that. Thank you, Geoffrey. I mean, that's all I want to say. It was just a few just memories of him as a boy. He was fun, had a brilliant sense of humour, and he taught me an enormous amount, and it's thanks to him, I suppose, that I have my great love of music that I still have today. And I'm still singing, Jeff. Thank you.